T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of my favorite times of the week. It's Friday. First off, we're happy on Friday to start off with.
But you're looking to hit a couple of
games
this
weekend. Trying to get a little action this weekend
And hit some. And you want some help from somebody that's
an
really
expert,
good.
Not somebody, just me, myself.
Somebody that can walk it and talk it. Right. Or talk it and walk it.
So we bring on our friend, Brandon Lang of BrandonLang.com. He's host of Believe in the Sharp Edge, the Believe Podcast Network. He does a podcast there. BrandonLang.com is awesome as well. Brandon, Brandon, we live in a world right now where there's two NFL games this weekend that have 21.5 or more point spreads. I never thought we'd live in a world like this, but we do.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. One's probably the right side of the game. You can bet everything you own on. The other one, you just kind of step back and say they've never been in this spot before. Let's see if they can get her done. I said last week on your show that if New England beat Miami badly, I said they'd probably be laying 24 against the Jets. And then they beat Miami soundly. But the line was only 17.5, and I just jumped on it. And then everybody saw the Jets. Everybody saw the Jets play horrible on Monday night. And the line went to 22.5, 23, 23.5, and it's working its way to the 24 number. Here's the scary thing about New England. Let me take your listeners back in history. The year they went undefeated, they won 11 straight games to start the year straight up and against the spread. They covered 11 straight games.
Wow.
To start the year. Now, this gets better. Now, they covered it by an average of 18 points above whatever the Vegas number was.
Whoa.
Vegas couldn't get it right with them week one, week two, week three, week four, week five. So week 11, they came out of their bye week. They were laying 19 on the road to Buffalo and won 52-10. And after that, Vegas said, that's it. And the next week, Philly came off their bye week with A.J. Feely filling in for Don McNagg. They were a 24-point home favorite against the Eagles, and they won by 7 and didn't cover. I feel like this is the same thing. The difference is this week's not going to matter. This to me, Luke Falk, short week, rookie quarterback against this. Because here's the scary thing about it, and you guys watched the game last week. Brian Flores won you a Super Bowl as your defensive coordinator. He's part of the Patriot family.
Yeah.
He breaks bread with Billy the Hoodie. This is a love fest between Bill and Brian. And up 36-0, he's got Tom Brady still in the game with 4 minutes to go throwing a touchdown pass. Now, if that's the way you treat your boy, do you really think that you go against whatever the number is? I just get this feeling, this is like a Dabo Sweeney Clemson-type mentality where Belichick's just going to – think about it. The line on Pittsburgh was 6.5. They won by 27. 20.5 above the Vegas number. Line on Miami, 18. They won by 25. That right there is another 25 above the Vegas number.
Right.
So you know, think about that, man. So I think New England, just lay it in the final score. I'll be shocked if the final score of that game is not 52-3.
Well, it's so funny you said that, because I'm doing the game last week, and I'm going, wow, all these teams are worried about their quarterback getting injured, and 3 minutes left, and Tom Brady is throwing passes because they want to score again. And that's supposed to be their guy that, as you said, help them win a Super Bowl. Meanwhile, that defense is crazy good. Hey, by the way, enough of all that stuff. I want to ask you, we got some other games to look at, and I wanted to ask you, the Rams and the Browns. I just looked at that last night. I said, got to ask you about that. What's your gut on that one?
Trap game. Browns are now back in the familiar role of a underdog and a home dog at that. 3-1 last year as a home dog. Think about the Rams. They start the year flying all the way to Carolina. Then they fly all the way back home to take on the Saints in a very emotional, big hype game. Now they're back on a plane flying all the way to the East Coast. They didn't really look all that great at Carolina. And Drew Brees goes down against the Saints. The Browns beat up on a bad Jets team, got caught up in the hype to open the season against Tennessee. I think more focused now. I think now we're going to see the Browns team that we expected to see. I think they righted a lot of wrongs, and I like them this week. Plus, I bought the half. I took 3.5. Always make sure you get that half working for you with the dog. I took the Browns at home plus 3.5.
I love it. Yeah, that's a really it is an intriguing game. How about this one? What about Baltimore KC? It's going to be a fun
best game.
Best game
of the week. Best game of the week.
It's got to be the best game of the week, but what side are you taking there?
They definitely were looking ahead to this game because they let Kyler Murray come in there and go 27-40 for 3 and change, and inside Baltimore's 5-yard line, 3 times kick field goals as a 13-point dog. Probably Arizona should win that game outright. People are sleeping on Arizona, so keep an eye on that team. Todd Bull, Vance Joseph doing a great job, defense coordinator. Arizona's sneaky, better than people think. That being said, this was the coming out party for Lamar Jackson last year. You guys remember the fourth down conversion by Mahomes? That was just that kept that drive alive. That led to KC coming back. They don't convert that. They lose that game outright. So I've always said this about the Ravens. They are such a good dog to have on your side with points. They just do. They were 6-2-1 last eight against the spread since 2018, and they also covered their last 4 on the road. Sneaky dog here. I'm going to buy the half point, make sure I get 7, and I think this is the game we see KC's defense get pushed around a little bit. I'm going to take Baltimore plus points.
Oh, man. All right, give me a winner in college, will you? I was going to jump into all these games, but I'm running out of time here. Give me one you like in college.
That's fine, because I'm on fire in college. I went to Tulane last night when I had no shot. I actually went to bed. Almost broke my phone down 28-14. The podcast is so bad because I was crying about Tulane not being a winner at 28-14, and now they won and covered. So what are you going to do? Georgia names it over Notre Dame. Keep an eye on SMU plus the points over TCU, and another sneaky dog. Don't sleep on Pitt plus the points at home over UCF. UCF, first time out of the state of Florida this year. Pitt, nice little home doggy barking for you.
Really?
Wow.
Boy, ooh. Difference in speed.
I know,
speed.
But listen, people, but they're at home. Remember, this is a step up in conference. You're just beating up on nobody. Stanford's not that good. USC blew out Stanford.
Yep.
So before, you know, don't place the eye test on Stanford. Don't do it. Pitt played Penn State tough last week. Narducci is vicious as a dog. They're at home. UCF on the road, and you're getting some solid points here. It just seems like the right side of the game is going to be Pitt.
All right, real quickly before we let you go, Carolina and Arizona in the NFL. Did Arizona open up plus 3.5 and now they're laying 2.5?
Last time I checked, they're still 2.5-point dog.
Okay, so I just wanted to make sure I did.
Last night.
Right.
No, I don't. Because I did. I looked at that last night. I don't understand it. They were good to me week one against Detroit, plus 2.5. Home dogs, can't go wrong with them in the NFL. Jacksonville last night, plus 1.5. You get a home dog, take it, because they covered about a 70% clip. I love Kyler Murray. I like this Arizona team. I think they'll make you some money as a home dog again this week.
Brandon, we'll bug you again next week.
Man,
thanks,
Brandon,
as always.
A game again today. Guys. Thank you.
Brandon Lang from BrandonLang.com, host of Believe in the Sharp Edge on the Believe Podcast Network, and my favorite because he loves to beat his chest when he wins a game.
You know, the problem is my eyes. I
know.
I gambled. I'd lose so much. I think
you don't look at the little things, the trends.
UCF's,
you don't know that stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.